Sakta Mishnah Vayta Masachta Sukkah Peri Gimel Mishnah Yod. Because we mentioned the waving of the lulav by Halal, the Nenuyim, so in this Mishnah, as well as the Mishnah afterwards, we're going to discuss some of the halachas, or minhagim, when it comes to Halal. The chiyuv to say Halal during Yom Tov is a mitzvah, midrabanan. It's a takan of the Nevi'im, they were misakin that we should read from Tehillim, from Kapitel Kuf Yud Gimel, till after Kuf Yud Ches. During the times of the Mishnah, the minig was that one person read Halal and everybody else was Maitzi. One person was Maitzi the others. With that in mind, let's see our Mishnah. Mishaya Eved, Aisha, Aikatan, Makrin, Aisai. If a person had an Eved, a woman, or a child, saying Halal for him, in other words, he did not know how to say Halal himself. He doesn't know Ivra. And there was no Gadol over there that could read it for him and be Maitzi him. There's an Eved over here. There's a lady or a Katan that does know Ivra. Now they can say it loud, but they can't be Maitzi him. Because anyone that's not Mechuyev in something can't be Maitzi someone else. So what we could do is they can say the words. And Oina, he's going to have to answer with his own mouth, Achrayan, after them word for word. Masha'in Oimer, whatever they say. This way, he's being Yaitza through his own saying, but they're telling him what to say. Now, what is the reason that an Eved or an Isha are not Mechuyev in Halal? And the answer is because it's a Mitzvah Sasesha Hazman Grama that is contingent on time. And the Katan is Pater the same way Katan is Pater in all Mitzvahs. But we're not happy about this. It's an Eitz if you have no choice. But the Mishnah says, Usihiloi Me'era, may a curse be upon him. Why didn't he learn Ivra? Of course, we're talking about someone who could have learned. But he didn't. He figures, you know, all right, others will help him. Why didn't you learn Ivra yourself? Imay a Gadol Makraisai. If we had a Gadol who's Mechuyev to say Halal, reading it for him, he doesn't have to answer word for word. Because then he's being Maitzi him. Just like you can hear Kiddush from someone and you're Yaitza Kiddush. If he has in mind to be Maitzi you, and you have in mind to be Yaitza, there's a din of Shomeya Ka'ina. One who hears is as if he answers. It's not necessary for you to say it. However, the Chachamim were misakin that someone who's listening to a Gadol say Halal, even though he doesn't have to say anything, because a Gadol who's Mechuyev B'davar can be Maitzi him, but Aina Achrav, he himself should answer on everything that he says, Halleluka. And that's to generate the Simchats, Derech Shir. It like gets everyone involved, it's like singing a song. They say, you answer, yes, yes, I take a one to praise Hashem, Halleluka. But again, really, Al Pi Halacha, he's Yaitza Halal just by listening. So quickly, chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. He said, Bimei HaMishnah, the minig was, somebody would say Halal and others were Yaitza. However, let's say we have a person who doesn't have a Gadol to be able to read Halal for him, and he himself doesn't know Ivra. But there's an Eved or an Isha or a Katan that know Ivra, so they say it, but he can't just listen to them. Because they're not Mechuyev B'davar, they can't be Maitzi him. They can say it, and he can say it after them, although the Mishnah is not very happy with this person for not learning Ivra. If a Gadol read Halal for him, he doesn't have to answer anything. We would say Shemei Ka'ina, but there was a second that he answers. Halleluka.